My friends of Earth, Voldar continued, I hope that during my term of office, I will be able to bring you guidance and satisfaction as did our esteemed Wayora. I trust I can complete the work he began. Many of his wishes and plans did not materialize due to circumstances beyond his control. But the war has taught us many things. We had grown accustomed to peace, we took it for granted, it became a way of life. No one knew anything different. But then came war. We cold Asians have not known war for generations. Now we appreciate peace. We have seen the destruction war brings. You and Earth know violence, you live with violence. The superiors of the Confederation now understand the problems of Earth more clearly. I hope that this forthcoming year will bring the Confederation and Earth closer. It was unfortunate that Weora's term of service came during such a difficult time. In the book this picture was a line drawing, I laid some colors on it here, Ro, speaking of past events. Voldar said that in 1940s the Confederation had made an all-out effort to communicate with the ordinary people of Earth. New methods were tried such as thought transmissions as well as radio broadcasts such as Edwin was receiving. The purpose was to persuade the people to the Confederation way of life. Salamia tried to settle a colony from Earth. Many people were taken there by spacecraft, but after only 1 year more than half of them had to be returned. It seemed that they could not adapt sufficiently as life on Salamia was totally different. This was a great blow to the Confederation. Great results had been expected from the first large-scale evacuation from Earth. Voldar then told of the loss of a Salamian ship's commander named Sharon. This, he said, occurred near the city of Durban on the South African coast. To this day his disappearance is cloaked in mystery. Unfortunately, Weora was blamed for his death. According to Voldar, Weora arranged several thought transmissions between Sharon and the people of Earth. He felt that Weora was not personally responsible for the tragedy which befell this Salamian. There was another Salamian, Trina, who communicated telepathically, which few people could attain. She communicated with various people who were receptive on Earth, and then something went wrong. She was misled, said Voldar. Why must there be this unrest? Asked Voldar. Why can't people accept us as we really are? Trina did a lot of good and made many friends. I know, for I have examined accounts of her thought communications with Earth. She was also involved with Sharon. She was shocked when she learned of his death. What Sharon meant to her we really do not know, for she would never say. These are just some of the problems the Confederation had. We have really tried to contact you on Earth. With a hint of disappointment in his voice, Voldar said that Salamia had decided to withdraw her bases from Earth. Edwin, he said. The base in Zululand, as you knew it, has also been withdrawn. That particular base which I assisted in establishing is no more. All personnel have left. What a loss. To think that it is no longer worthwhile having bases on Earth. But I do not feel that way. Continuing with emphasis, he said, even if I have to come back to Earth, bases must continue in the name of the Confederation. I ask you, my friends, please strengthen your groups. Show the Confederation that these bases are worthwhile. Do not allow this wonderful movement which has taken so many years to establish, to fail. I will make every effort. I will find a way to strengthen them. This must be done. I feel all is not lost. So bear with me, help me with this task. Unite your groups, gather members. Coldus does not feel the way Salamia does. We still see the need for cold Asian bases on your planet. Then speaking to Edwin personally, Voldar said, I know that you need spares urgently for your receiver. But now that the base in Zululand is closed, it makes things more difficult. It was very easy for our craft to leave anything you needed there to be conveyed to your Q base. But do not worry. We will find some other way. He ended the transmission on a personal note asking Edwin and his wife Elizabeth how their two children were getting on, and how he often thought of the time spent with them while on Earth. Time with them here is a clear indication that more of the more personal contacts were also still taking place, but they were of a very private nature and did not include any other members of the Q group. This study is based on the transmissions as they exist today. He also mentioned that he had given Kashendo instructions to continue to relay transmissions destined for Cubase from craft at distant locations. Then suddenly, an alarm sounded. There, once again the alarm goes. Which means that I must end this transmission. Members of Cubase, remember my words. Unite and become strong. This is what the Confederation needs. And now accept greetings from all 87 of the personnel of this ship and my best wishes for the new year. Voldar concluded the transmission with the words, Lagasaka Kendo, which he said means, God be with you. The remainder of the year 1973 passed uneventfully, with radio transmissions arriving once a month, usually on Sunday mornings. Kashendo played a prominent part in these broadcasts, but there was now a noticeable decrease in personal contacts with Voldar. On one of the rare occasions that he did make contact with Cubase, he said that he had succeeded in persuading his superiors to restore the base in Zululand. In due course, Edwin received the much-needed parts for his radio receiver. How did the members of Cubase respond to the radio transmissions and to Voldar's renewed exhortation to unite and to strengthen the group? By and large, Edwin was disappointed. From the beginning, Q group members had come and gone. Most of them, lacking the knowledge of radio communication, believed that the broadcasts were faked by Edwin and a group of conspirators. When some were given more objective proof, petty jealousies resulted among the members. On several occasions, Edwin was reported to the authorities as being in possession of an unlicensed transmitter. Instead of gaining new members, several older members were anxious to keep the group's activities secret. Someone even asked the Confederation for financial assistance to purchase a property to form a new Q group. It was during this period that I became personally involved with the affairs of Edwin's Cubase. Since 1968, one of the Cubase members had allowed me to listen to all the tape recordings of the transmissions from the Confederation as well as to read the transcripts of the earlier broadcasts. Yet my request to meet Edwin and to join Cubase was always turned down on some pretext or another. I tried to find out as much as I could about these contactee cases. Although I had heard much criticism of the Confederation tapes, I was determined to meet the man about whom this amazing story revolved. This happened quite unexpectedly when I met Edwin at the funeral of one of the Cubase members. Edwin later asked me to join him. The next radio transmission on September 29, 1974 was the first one I attended personally, and it was an unforgettable event. I recognized Voldar's voice immediately, although he spoke in subdued tones and not in his usual cheerful manner. After the usual greetings to Cubase, he began with a shattering statement, "I regret that this is the final transmission from us and from this ship. My dear friends, I still cannot realize and accept the fact that I shall no longer be in your solar system to make these transmissions. I have dreaded the coming of this day. And now it has come. I must do what has to be done." We all looked at each other. Edwin and Elizabeth sat as if thunderstruck, wide-eyed. Was this to end, after all these years? There were only two other Q group members present, which was a pity because Voldar said much that morning which might have enlightened them. Said much, most of this communication will not be released outside of the Q groups at this time. Voldar continued, "I have spent many enjoyable hours with you, when we have laughed while we communicated. But now, as I am speaking to the many bases to make this final transmission, I find that the burden gets heavier as the journey proceeds. My friends, the superiors of the Confederation have decided that another committee is to replace our esteemed We Auras Committee, which was formed 9 Earth years ago. You see, we. Yes, even we have made mistakes. It seems that we have made too many, and this is the price we must pay. For we have now been instructed to withdraw from your solar system and from your universe, read dimension. We must now return to the second universe, another dimension, whence we came, and there we shall remain." Addressing himself to members of Cubase, Voldar said, "Many of you at this base may not know about the committee of which I spoke. Let me explain. In 1960s WIORA formed a committee comprised of superiors and leaders from many planets of the Confederation. Some of those leaders you know were Talance, Dayton, Zybo and others. This committee would try to establish contact again with Earth. This has been done many times in the past and this committee was only one of many. For many hundreds of Earth years many individuals, leaders from planets in the Confederation, have been trying to make satisfactory contact with Earth people. We all decided to send missionaries, and I, Voldar, was one of those he sent to establish bases or groups all over your planet. These groups were to attract members and through the radio transmissions he planned to enlighten the people on your planet and bring understanding about our Confederation. All this took many years to accomplish, but eventually, hundreds of bases with thousands of members were established all over your world. But, as has happened before, the truth was misunderstood and the message about our way of life rejected. Not all bases are guilty of this. Some are true to the Confederation until this day. Coming to more recent times, Voldar continued, for I cannot explain all the misfortune that befell our committee over the past years, it would take too long, my friends, we confided in various government authorities. To our great disappointment we were misled. WIORA particularly was misled. Many of the confidential matters that were discussed were divulged. Promises made were broken. Some of your scientists were taken by us on space tours. Yes, they learned much on these trips, but on their return, they turned their backs on the Confederation, and used the knowledge they had gained for the pursuit of their own selfish interests. My friends, we trusted the people of Earth. We confided in many but we overlooked one vital point. I am as much to blame as WIORA in this. It is that we do not really exist, in Earth dimension. No, my dear friends, we do not really exist, for you. For, you see, we are in different time, frequency. Many thousands of years ago, we discovered that our starships were capable of changing in time while going to other universes, dimensions. It is now clear to us that this is not the right time, for we are too soon in your time. Earth is not yet ready for us. Our committee's results were recently judged by your behavior. Our progress was investigated and it now seems that WIORA's methods were incorrect. I, Voldar, Talance and many others who assisted him were also at fault. At times we considered a particular train of thought correct for your planet. But it now seems wrong. It did not mesh with the times on your Earth and that is why we have been recalled. Here before me, Voldar continued, lies an outline of the work that was still to be done in your future. It hurts me to think that this will never be done by us. We have not only considered you as friends but as brothers and sisters. You have become part of our lives. We have shared happiness and sorrow with you, and you have done likewise with us. For you see, our committee has now collapsed. WIORA is no longer with us. WIORA has passed to a higher dimension. And we must now return to our own universe, dimension. Voldar spoke slowly, pausing between sentences. He said that his late superior had the ability to impersonate well. He had many faces. He had many personalities. He walked with you, talking with you, you met him many times. He said that WIORA had visited our planet many times and that he had worn many faces in his lifetime. His wish was to try and bring peace. Anticipating that these words would mystify most of the Q-Base members, Voldar continued. Do not try to understand this, my friends of Q-Base. Accept what I say. We all have a mission in this life and in the life hereafter, as determined by the Divine One.